dear listeners, to another enriching episode of Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauze. Today we embark on a heartfelt exploration inspired by the wisdom of Socrates, who once said, "The only way to find the truth is to question everything." This timeless quote reminds us of the importance of challenging our own assumptions and beliefs, especially when it comes to the fundamental question we often overlook in our busy lives. Who are you? This question is the cornerstone of personal growth and development. A simple yet profound inquiry that can lead to self-discovery, motivation, and growth. So I invite you to grab a comforting cup of your favorite beverage, settle in, and join me on this transformative journey of self-exploration. The question of who we are is a profound and enduring inquiry that has intrigued philosophers, poets, and artists for centuries. Ralph Waldo Emerson beautifully encapsulated this challenge when he said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." In today's world, bombarded by societal expectations and media influences, finding our unique voice and identity can indeed be a daunting task. Socrates, the revered philosopher, believed that self-discovery hinges on self-knowledge, urging us with his immortal words, "Know thyself." Know thyself. In a world where we are constantly bombarded with messages about who we should be, embracing our true essence becomes a courageous act of self-love. Life has a knack for pulling us in various directions, entangling us in roles and responsibilities as parents, professionals, and friends. Amidst these roles, we often neglect the most essential aspect of our existence, our core identity. Today, I want to share a personal story with you. When I was grappling with a profound sense of loss and confusion, feeling adrift, I sought solace in the words of a loved one who profoundly stated, "Patty, you are a unique and special individual. Don't be afraid to be yourself." This revelation was like a wake-up call, jolting me out of the facade I had created. It propelled me into a journey of self-reflection, where I delved into my values, passions, strengths, and weaknesses, guiding me towards an authentic and fulfilling life. The journey of self-discovery is a lifelong one. It is a journey that is full of challenges, but also full of rewards. When we take the time to get to know ourselves, we are better equipped to live authentic and fulfilling lives. To embark on your own journey of self-discovery, I encourage you to ask yourself some fundamental questions. Take a moment, dear listeners, to contemplate these questions, grab a pen and paper, and jot down your thoughts. Reflecting on these specific aspects of your identity can unveil hidden truths about who you are at your core. Today, I want to chat with you about some fundamental questions that have the power to unveil the deepest layers of who we are. First off, let's ponder. Who am I really? Beyond the roles we play and the labels society gives us, there's a unique essence within each of us. It's about peeling away those layers of societal conditioning to uncover our authentic selves. What makes you, well, you? What makes you, you? What's your unique essence?
beyond all those roles and responsibilities. At our core, we are not defined by our circumstances or roles, but by the essence of our being. We are complex beings with unique talents, passions, and experiences that shape who we are. Next, think about your core values. These are the guiding principles that shape our actions and decisions, such as honesty, integrity, or respect. These values align your life choices with your identity. What are the guiding principles that steer your ship? Reflecting on your core values helps align your life choices with your identity. What are the guiding principles that shape my actions and decisions? The big one. What's your purpose in life? We're all in search of meaning and that sense of purpose, right? I believe it comes from aligning our passions, talents, and values with something greater than ourselves. It's about finding joy in serving others. A journey of self-reflection and exploration, as well as making a difference. So what brings you joy and fulfillment? What's your purpose? We all long to find our place in the world and make a difference. I believe that purpose comes from aligning our passions, talents, and values with a greater cause or calling. Yes, purpose is deeply personal and can evolve throughout our lives. It's a journey of self-reflection and exploration. Now, let's talk strengths and weaknesses. We all have them, right? Our strengths empower us, while our weaknesses offer opportunities for growth. Identifying strengths empowers us, while acknowledging weaknesses offers opportunities for growth. Identifying both are integral parts of our identity, guiding us towards personal development. How can I leverage my strengths and overcome my weaknesses to become the best version of myself? Passions. Passion is the driving force behind our interests and activities that brings us joy. Recognizing our passions helps us to align our lives with our authentic selves. What are you passionate about? What activities light that fire within you and make your soul dance with happiness? Recognizing our passion helps us to build a life aligned with our authentic selves. How can I use my talents and passions to make a difference in the world? What activities bring me joy and fulfillment? And then, inner peace. It's about accepting and loving ourselves fully, flaws and all. It's finding contentment within, without seeking external validation. How do you cultivate that inner peace? Is it through meditation, mindfulness, or simply spending time in nature? What brings you that tranquility? It's about letting go of the need for external validation and finding contentment within. With practices like meditation and mindfulness and self-care can help cultivate inner peace, connecting with nature, doing things we love, and surrounding ourselves with positive influences also contribute to our well-being. And lastly, fear and change. We all feel fear. It's natural. Fear is a natural response to the unknown, but it shouldn't hold us back from growth. It shouldn't stop us from embracing change. Understanding our fears and stepping out of our comfort zones are pivotal steps in embracing change. What fears are holding you back from living your best life? How can you overcome them and step into the endless possibilities that lie ahead? It's about believing in ourselves and the endless possibilities ahead. What are my fears? And what are they holding me back from? I hope these questions resonate with you, my friends. Remember, this journey of self-reflection is a personal one. Take your time, be kind to yourself, and let these questions guide you towards a deeper understanding of who you are. Dear listeners, self-reflection is a continuous transformative process that deepens our understanding of ourselves. Self-awareness is key here. Understanding our fears and acknowledging that they often stem from past experiences can help us overcome them. Surrounding ourselves with a positive community and seeking professional guidance can also be beneficial. Overcoming fear and embracing change is a courageous act. It's about believing in ourselves and the possibilities that lie ahead. Remember, you are a masterpiece in progress. Embrace your uniqueness. Nurture your authenticity and never cease to ask, who am I? Or rather, who am I becoming? As we journey through life, our experiences, dreams, and quirks blend into unique masterpiece, continuously evolving and improving over time. In the wise words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Embrace your individuality, celebrate your journey of growth and self-discovery, and keep your hearts open to the endless possibilities that lie ahead. Thank you for joining me on this heartfelt conversation. Self-discovery is a journey we undertake together, and I look forward to exploring more profound insights with you in the future. Until then, take care and keep your hearts open. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauzi on your preferred platform. And if you found value in today's conversation, consider leaving a 5-star rating and sharing it with your friends, family, and loved ones. Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauzi is available on leading podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, Listen FM, Podcast Index, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, and many more. You can also listen to the podcast on your web browser without having to download an app. New episodes are released every Friday, each one a chance to explore the profound realms of heart-to-heart conversations.